On a Wednesday, Wayne Hawkes comes into the studio, usually to talk racing, with just a little bit of footy to digress to start with. Wayne, good to see you.
Morning, Mr. Football. I'm going to call you Mr. Racing in a minute. Tell you why.
Okay. You're in the stands on Saturday night as a Blues man.
Couldn't believe it. Absolutely couldn't believe it. I was so peeved off. I was dirty as.
Yep.
Not for the fact of anything other than with 2 minutes to go, we decided to go backwards and waste time. I mean, you can't do that. Not in this game. You can kick 3 goals in 2 minutes, how fast the game is. And being there, it actually shows you how fast it is. I don't think it looks quite as fast on TV, but when you're there in real life, I mean, Michael Voss and the coaches, everyone bags the coaches. I mean, can we not talk any more about coaches this week? They all bag coaches, but what about those imbeciles? That's what they are. And these blokes are on $3 to $1 million. Seriously. Shame, 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 as Darren Inch would say. And I was pissed. I'm going to say it. I was pissed. And I left, yes, and I drove up in the car past the Hilton Hotel, past the Peter McCallum Ward, and I went, you know what? That puts things in perspective, and it is only a game. So I cooled my heels, but gee, by God, I was angry. Terrible.
What an
terrible
insight into you as a footy fan. Do you think you took the football loss worse than you take a Group 1 loss?
I did on Saturday night. And I'm a dollar each way footballer. I'm not following Carlton because I've had a good year. I've always been a Carlton supporter, but I'm a fair weather supporter. If they win, well and good. If they don't, it doesn't faze me.
Yep.
I don't live and die by the sword. But talk about angry. I mean, you see why. I mean, I was in Adelaide that night when Mick Mulhouse, I think it was, smashed the phone down at Footy Park. I mean, I'll never forget that. 400 people turned around. That's how loud it was. But my God, those coach boxes. No wonder that the windows are about 4 inches thick. Sorry for anyone that understands
down,
reading.
And, yeah. Are you going to go on Sunday? Carlton Collingwood, can you dust yourself off?
I actually am going on Sunday. No, I'm gonna lap it up. I'm in a super box on Sunday, so I'm gonna lap it up. I was invited 3 weeks ago, and I said yes, I'll go. That was before last Saturday night. But anyway, it is only a game. It's as simple as that. Well done last night. You are a funny man. For a bloke that's not funny, you are funny. Do not give Robbo that wine. There's people out the front wanting to deliver wine here to SEN saying, please give it to Jared and tell him not to give it to Robbo. Good morning, Robbo.
It's such a dilemma as to whether to take the 2 bottles in or not. Or
what are you going to do? Or do we have to? Sure. Do we have to wait till 7:29 and watch it tonight?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might. I'll rummage around in the cupboard at home and see what's there. I'm not going to the bottle shop and buying 2 St. Henri's. I'm happy to give that as a spoiler.
Mate, I'm not even going to name a name because we might get into trouble. Just go and find some old crappy one that's old. Just quickly.
Yes.
Went to the races on Sunday. Bendigo had a nice horse. I was saddling it up. And I heard, I don't know, not sure, see what the boys think, undecided, I turned around, someone had been smart to me, taken off me as a post-race interview, giving the punters nothing. And this bloke's hanging over the fence, one of the most famous football identities ever, and I mean ever. So what are you doing here, mate? He said, I've been home, I've gone to Mortialloc, I've driven from Mortialloc to Bendigo, which is what, 2 hours at least? I said, wow. He said, I'm looking for Paul Prushka's horse. He said, Paul Prushka's an old mate of mine. Do you know where the horse stall is? I said, look, the guy walking towards us now with the glass on, I said, go and see him because he's a steward and he will know where Paul Prushka's horses are. He walks back dragging his backside on the ground. I said, how'd you go? He said, the bloody thing scratched. Good afternoon to you, or good morning to you, Rex Hunt.
Oh, right.
Poor old Rexy. There he was. He hadn't checked the scratchings. And, I thought, oh, how silly. But then I thought, you know what? Maybe everyone doesn't check the scratchings like I would, but he's driven from Mortialloc to Bendigo. You know what? It was good to actually catch up and say hello to the great man.
What's going on in racing?
Well, you know what? You are Mr. Racing. Mm. You're Mr. Football. But let me tell you, you're Mr. Racing. Last week, we didn't know what to say. All of a sudden, you come out and said, nope. Push the carnival back 3 weeks, do this, do that. Racing officials were probably up in arms. I've laid low. I haven't spoken to any CEOs, especially Steve Rossich from Flemington, to know what they think about pushing the first Tuesday in November back to about the last Tuesday in November. But I see Ben Dorries on RaceNet has came out and with this great new initiative to push the carnival back 3 or 4 weeks because there's a breath of fresh air in November and December and we're not using it.
A good idea is a good idea.
Well, I suppose it's a good idea if it's yours.
Everyone's welcome to come on board with that.
Well, he's not going to say he followed. He probably does. I mean, I think he lives in Queensland maybe, but he probably doesn't listen to, probably lives in SEN in Queensland, not SEN 1116 in Melbourne, but. It's I haven't spoken to Steve Rossi from Flemington. They're either going to be going, or, oh, my God, what is Whateley doing?
Well, Steve will know the power of football.
100%.
And how futile it is to go against.
Steve was the former CEO of Fremantle for about 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah. So you should just run you can actually track these things. Run a case study on how much traction the Winx Stakes gets on Saturday. An August Group 1.
The Memsey Stakes Saturday week.
Yeah, yeah. And how that marries up against an October Group 1 once footy is finished.
I thought about that, but I also, remember what I just said before, I'm a fair weather footballer supporter. So Sydney flogging Collingwood, didn't care. Had no interest, didn't worry me. So, I mean, there are people that don't know that the Winx Stakes are on, but you know what, there'll be people that actually don't know that Collingwood are playing Carlton this summer at the MCG.
But that sporting catchment that follows both, and it's huge. The people, the hardcore football people who are interested in racing, we all roll out to the track as soon as footy finishes. That's immeasurable.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. No, the more I thought about it, the more it is growing a bit of legs in my mind.
So the first Group 1 of the season has Mwanga, Animo, Profondo, who I'm really curious about. Fangirl, Hinged, and Duace, who's the Caulfield Cup favourite.
Yep.
And you've got Hilal.
Yes.
Who's got a couple of nice scalps on the shelf. How are we looking towards the first Group 1?
Well, from my point of view, Hilal, he just doesn't like the wet tracks, and he's raced on wet tracks, and he's another one of these. I think I mentioned it last week or the week before. They've got wet track form, but they're not wet trackers. Masked Crusader, Yearning. So at the end of the day, we're going to have a dry track, hopefully in Sydney on Saturday. So it's a tough race for Hilal, but I think he'll run well. But you're right, with Animo back, I mean, Animo's probably nearly the pin-up horse of Australian racing other than Nature Strip, I reckon. He's as good as what there is. So it'll be a good measure for them and how they go.
Yeah, I feel like racing's best horses need to win early in the spring, and it's not usually set up that way, is it? Because they're long campaigns.
Quite often they're not running this early.
Yeah.
You know? It's quite early for Animo, to be fair, to be running in a Cox Plate in a couple of months' time, and it's only a couple of months' time, but the point is this is round one in a footy season. You're not jammed up for round one. He's got to be there in round 10 in 10 weeks' time for a Cox Plate. That's where he needs to be at his peak, so... Quite interesting that they're running him in that race, but it's Group 1, that's why.
From our intriguing horses, we need to be on alert tomorrow.
Yes, we have got Magic Rain tomorrow, but he's drawn the car park. I think he's drawn Barrier 15 without looking at scratchings. So we're going to have to run him, so we're just going to have to go back and ride him for a bit of luck and let him hit the line. And on Saturday, Fujita Sands running at Moonee Valley. He's the Caulfield Guineas first or second favourite, so... hopefully they'll run along hard and he'll just be sitting in behind him somewhere and see whether he can get over the top of him, and that will sort him out whether we sort of, you know, where we're heading, Caulfield Guineas Derby, both, one or the other, not sure.
And I noticed that Zarek was flagged as a star trialer out of Sydney last Friday, wasn't he?
Zarek was nominated for the Winx Stakes, but he is heading to Melbourne. So hopefully John and Michael have done their job, and he's going to run next Saturday in the Memsey Stakes Group 1, first up, 1,400 metres, Caulfield.
Tony's text through, racing won't work end of November, December. Rolling too close to Christmas Black Friday sales in retail centres up against it. Tony, come
Tony,
on.
Tony, I've never been to a Black Friday sale in my life.
Come on, Tony. Seriously. Shopping. Shopping against racing. We're not running to the... couple of weeks before Christmas. We're tidying up right at the end of November.
I could take Alistair Clarkson there from Essendon, and that'll be fantastic for him. He can come to the races, have a look.
What a head. There's all sorts of reasons to say no, but that's a weird one, Tony. Thanks for your correspondence.
These are your listeners, Jared. Don't laugh.
There's all sorts of reasons to say no. That's not one of them. Alex, this is to you. this guy is so grumpy.
Me?
I think that was
you would have been two of you in the Great Southern Stand. No, seriously.
I agree.
Unbelievable it was.
All right.
I felt sorry for them.
Magic
the coaches.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
We're waiting on Zarek and Fajita Sands.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Saturday at Caulfield.
7:29 Foxtel. Will or won't Jared give Robbo the wine? If Jared doesn't lob with the wine, Robbo's not coming on. We should get a poll on that.
Would he leave if I don't bring the wine? I believe he probably would.
Can you do it?
Can I do the first segment on my own?
Of course you can. You sit there by yourself on a Monday morning for the first 30 minutes, don't you?
All right. See you next week.
See you, mate.
Wayne Hawks. Bit of racing and a bit of all else in life as well.